So you referred to triple negative breast cancer a few times, and maybe we can just start out with the way you approach patients who have triple negative metastatic disease. A lot of these patients have had prior adjuvant treatment with an anthracycline and taxane, and then they develop disease recurrence. How do you think through the management of those patients? I know your first hope is to get the patient on a trial, but sort of outside a trial setting, how do you think through the sequence of therapies?
You know, I look at what the patient received in an adjuvant setting, whether it was anthracycline, taxane, taxane platinum that I've utilized in some patients or in neoadjuvant fashion. And then I look at how long or short their disease-free interval has been. For a short disease-free interval, less than 12 months, which is frequent for these triple-negative patients, I really do like eribulin in that patient population, and I have seen a lot of activity. I think they have a lot of science behind eribulin in the triple negative population and some small subgroup analysis from some of their other trials. I think I had done some work in a neoadjuvant setting trying to look at eribulin for patients with residual disease, and actually the group that really benefited that had a neoadjuvant therapy of physician's choice and had residual disease, the triple negative population benefited from 6 cycles of eribulin post-surgery following neoadjuvant therapy. They have great data in terms of the shifting of the epithelial to mesenchymal transition as the science behind the rationale of eribulin in triple negative population. But I have found it actually to be quite active in that triple negative population. And so for those short relapses, I think that's my to-go-to drug for patients.
Could I just ask you before you go into other things, can you talk a little bit about your vision of how eribulin actually works and what kinds of toxicity tolerability issues you see with it?
So eribulin works a little bit different than the traditional taxane vinorelbine. It works at the ends of the microtubulin complex of actually allowing these aggregates of the tubulin molecules to form. It kind of stops that and kind of causes this disarray where they're not able to build onto this tubulin complex. So very different from inhibiting the mitotic complex as the taxanes do. It does, though, have a feature, I think, in commonality with the taxanes in terms of it can, with exposure, result in neuropathy. And most of these patients have had, per the FDA guidelines, a prior taxane. And so eribulin following a previous exposure to a taxane with cumulative doses does end up with some neurotoxicity. The other big issue, I think, is that it is myelosuppressive. And so that's the two issues that I see in the patients in terms of trying to manage it. I am able to manage the myelosuppression. It is the one time that I may consider growth factor in an advanced patient with breast cancer after the day 8 dosing to keep patients able after dose modification. Some patients just have a challenge with that. They're few and far. Most of them I'm able to get with dose modifications. And then the peripheral neuropathy, you know, I utilize all the interventions, but, you know, I do get to a point where I'm weighing the risks and benefits for those patients. And neuropathy could potentially cumulatively result in us terminating that drug.